Are buttons muktzah? This question doesn't exactly come up when somebody decides to sew a button on Shabbos. As we all know, sewing is forbidden. However, it does come up when one sees a button on the floor. May he pick it up and move it, especially when the button is a special button belonging to a certain pair of clothing, which is difficult to replace. This is a very common question with people that wear a kapata, a sirtuk, or a suit jacket, which have a special button, which is a lot of times difficult to find a replacement for. It falls off on Shabbos. You see it. Is the button muktzah? May it be put away until after Shabbos for resewing, or must you leave it where it is? So before we begin speculation to this particular case, we will give a general rule of muktzah. There are different categories of muktzah. One category of muktzah is called muktzah machmas gufay, and such muktzah may not be moved on Shabbos for any purpose, and includes objects that do not have a designated use, like rocks, pebbles, pieces of wood, earth, dirt, sand, etc. Something that has not been developed and turned into a vessel. That's one type of muktzah. Another type of muktzah is something that has been turned into a vessel, but its designated use is for something that's forbidden to be done on Shabbos. This is called a kli shemalachti le'isser, whereas some people call it muktzah machmas isser. This is a borrowed term, and its law is less severe, and its law is that it may be moved for its space or use, but not in order to save from damage, from being stolen, for example, or getting lost. So now let's discuss the buttons. A button fell off a kapata on Shabbos. Does the button have a use? Right now it doesn't. You can't do anything with it. So maybe it's not considered a vessel and should be considered muktzah machmas gufay. You can't move it for anything. Even if you want to argue that it is considered a vessel because it's designated for the kapata, it has to be sewed. That is an isser to do on Shabbos. So at the very best, it would enter the category of kli shemalachti l'isser muktzah machmas isser. And practically it won't make a difference what name you call it, because in either definition of muktzah, you may not move it to save it from damage or getting lost. So how do the Poskim rule? Practically, we have a three-way machlekas. Some Poskim say it's not muktzah at all, despite everything we just said. We will explain why. A second approach says that if you don't plan to re-sew it to this garment, then it's muktzah, while if you are particular to want to re-sew it to this specific garment, then it is not muktzah. And a third approach says, like we said earlier, that it's completely muktzah. Let's explain. You see, there's a case brought in Shulchan Aruch, in the Alter Rebbe, chapter 308.34, the Mechaber, chapter 308, Halacha 8, based on the Gemara Shabbos 122b, that an object that is made up of several parts that are detachable, a part that detaches on Shabbos is not muktzah, as it was originally part of a vessel before Shabbos. And therefore, even after Shabbos, it retains this vessel state, even though right now it's no longer a vessel. And the reason is because it's still fit to replace and make it become a vessel once again after Shabbos. So we have a sandwich here. Before Shabbos, it was a part of a vessel, was not muktzah. After Shabbos, you can make it part of a vessel and make it again not muktzah. Therefore, even on Shabbos itself, it's not muktzah. On that, there's no arguing. Based on that case, some Poskim rule that the button falls into the same reasoning and line of thought as that case in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, and therefore buttons that fall off clothing are never muktzah. You can take them up, pick them up, and put them away for Shabbos, until after Shabbos. So rules the Mincha Shabbos, chapter 88, Halacha 2, brought down another achrein. The second approach is held by the Ktzeis HaShulchan, chapter 109, Halacha, footnote 8, the famous Chabad Pesach of Avram Chaim Na, and he argued and gave a middle approach. The whole reason why the Gemara says that a replaceable part is not muktzah is because you're going to replace it to that object, so it still carries the vessel status of the object that was part of before Shabbos. But if you don't care to replace that object, it loses its connection to the vessel it was part of. And based on this understanding, he concludes as follows. If the button is not so special, and you don't care to use it for a different clothing, then it's muktzah. However, if you are particular, you don't want to go riding around town searching for a button, so you're particular to replace to the original clothing, then it is not muktzah at all. The third approach, which holds that it's completely muktzah in all situations, is held by the Meiri and some achreinim of today, of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the Rebbe Moshe, and it is based on a chumrah that it is clear the Alter Rebbe does not hold of. So to summarize, halacha lemaisa, if a button fell off a special clothing, and you plan on saving this button to re-sew onto this clothing, after Shabbos, the button is not muktzah, you may pick it up regularly and put it away. Of course, we must mention that if it's involving walking in a public area, it must have an Erev. If it doesn't have an Erev, then of course it is forbidden to carry, a much more severe prohibition than the muktzah discussion that we just had. All this discussion is in an area that it's permitted to carry on Shabbos. If you don't care about this button and you'll just put it part of a pile that will be eventually used for any clothing, then one should follow the Ktzeis HaShulchan's opinion to view it as muktzah. And let's not forget, a general rule of muktzah is that you can always move muktzah with an irregularity, a shinoi. So if you really want the button, but you don't care about using it for this clothing, you can move it with the back of your hands or your feet, etc., and put it away for safekeeping till after Shabbos in that method. All the above was referring to buttons that fell off of clothing. However, a new button that has never yet been attached to a clothing, according to everybody's muktzah on Shabbos, although it is debated in the poskim as whether its level is klisha malach tila iser, which has leniencies, or if its level is muktzah machmas gufe, which is completely muktzah. So one should not confuse the cases. In all cases, a new button does have a muktzah status, being a never used button yet, while a button that fell off enters into the above discussion we said.